defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios. This is the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. Great to be with you today. We're at home with you if you're watching us on your TVs in Northern California and Reno. Great to be with you. Thanks for letting us in your homes or your TVs or whatever it is you're watching on nowadays. If you're watching on the live stream, make sure to like and share the post. We appreciate it very much. Glad to have you with us. And on dozens of radio stations across the country, our great affiliates around the nation for the weekday daily Armed American Radio Daily Defense. We appreciate you jumping in there as much as we appreciate our affiliates. Thanks for carrying the broadcast. Oh, boy. Where to begin today? Breaking news now. The Rashad Brooks officer, former Atlanta police officer Garrett Rolfe, has been charged with murder today and could face the death penalty. There's a couple of comments that I saw earlier that half of America will call BS. The other half is going to go nuts or won't go nuts. I don't know what's going to happen in this case, but this is going to be an unbelievable case as it moves forward, no doubt. Atlanta already a powder keg. So there's your breaking news right there today as far as that case is concerned. I was talking earlier in the live stream today on Facebook on the live stream with Mr. Rob Pincus about how this might turn out. At the time, we didn't know what it looked like, but now we do know there are charges. I'm going to go right to my guest today, Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, welcome in. How the heck are you, brother?
Oh, I'm just great. Looking out to actually looking at a field full of cattle. Fantastic.
Same field we were talking about the other night?
Yeah. It's just adjacent to my house. It's a hillside full of cattle.
Tell everybody where you're at. Make them all jealous, including myself. Oh, go ahead. Do it again.
I'm in Wyoming. See, I'm in Carbon County. And in Wyoming, watching the cattle graze is the equivalent of looking at a fish tank.
Okay. It's got to be relaxing. How many wide open acres in front of you?
Oh, I don't know. Several hundred. It goes up to the mountains.
Oh, isn't that absolutely beautiful? I really am jealous. All right, Paul, let's get this party started here. Are you following what happened in Atlanta? I don't want to dwell on that for the reasons because it gets to go through the system. Are you following what happened?
There's so much to follow. No. I mean, I saw it. I digested it. And then there's, yeah.
Well, let me ask you this question. With all of your experience and background, would you want to be a cop today, Paul?
No. I was a cop, and I've gone on record as saying you could not pay me any amount of money to go back and do that job again.
In today's environment, and again, this is what frightens me about this subject. There are going to be many, many police officers who feel the exact same way and are going to walk. You're going to have some that are going to be able to get their pensions and take off, who may have stayed on a little bit longer. You're going to get some who say, you know what, I haven't been doing this long enough to be worried about my pension. I had a great time for 3 or 4 years. I ain't putting myself in this position with an overzealous media and a bunch of hacks coming after me and risking putting me in prison for simply doing my job. And I'm going to lose. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen in this lifetime. So they walk and they go on to some other profession. The academies are going to be empty. People aren't going to want to go into this profession anymore. So talk to me about it. You were a cop. I mean, am I right in that
thought
process?
No, you're absolutely right. And it's 100% deliberate and it's purposeful. And I've been saying this for years. What's been going on in the United States of America is we used to have, when this country was a strong country, the people that they recruited for police departments primarily, not 100%, but primarily mm-hmm. were prior service people, Army, Marine Corps, stuff like that. And we had high standards and we expected high standards from them. And then we moved into the 1990s Clinton era. And we started seeing the pro diversity hire where your skin tone or your lack of a penis, gave you not just, preferential points, but it puts you to the front of the line. And that's racism and that's sexism right there. When someone's lack of a penis or different skin tone puts them ahead of, in front of other people, And I've seen this, and it's been going on, and it's just magnified, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse. And if you're working in a – where are we seeing problems? Minneapolis. We're seeing problems in Louisville. We're seeing problems in Baltimore. We're seeing problems in New York City. We're seeing problems in Seattle. Every place I just named not only is but has been run by liberal Democrats for decades. It's not a coincidence. It's 100% deliberate. And if you're living – and listen to me, brothers. If you're a cop and you're in a city that's run by Democrats, it's only a matter of time until you're wrong and they freaking put you out. They crucify you. They sacrifice you. And it doesn't matter. And the truth is, what we learned from L.A., Rodney King was straight up 100% in the wrong. Rodney King is not a saint. Rodney King was 100% in the wrong. We also learned from Ferguson. Michael Brown was a thug. He was a career criminal. He had a short career, but he's a career criminal, and he was a thug. And the police officer in that case was he was correct in his behavior. But it doesn't matter. And see, that is what should scare you. If you're a cop living in a Democrat-run city, it doesn't matter if you do everything correctly and by the book and by the law. If the media doesn't like it, they're going to sacrifice you, and that's the end of that story.
No, you're 100% correct, and I wouldn't do it. You know, in my personal life, I've often said this. I mentioned this, I think, last week. If I had a regret, if somebody said to me, "What would you do now today that you didn't do earlier in your life?" One of those was always I would have given anything to have been a cop. I would have loved to have been a cop. What I should have done was gone into criminal justice and been a cop for a few years. I would have loved to. That I would have enjoyed that part of my life. Not today, bro. I wouldn't do that job, and I wouldn't fault anybody for walking away from it. I know a lot of people that are police officers. I have a lot of friends that are cops. I've spoken to a number of them, and they're all petrified. And listeners, what Paul was saying is exactly what I've been saying for years. You show me an American city in decay, and I'll show you an American city controlled by Democrats at every level for decades. It's that simple. And you can't prove me wrong in that. It's because I'm absolutely 100% correct, and so is Mr. Markle in this regard. And it is deliberate. The cities in this country have been decaying for decades. And now we're seeing who the sacrificial lambs are. And it isn't the criminals. It's not the career criminals. It's the law enforcement officers that are trying to clean these cities up. And, Paul, you know what's really remarkable to me is if you ask inner city residents, and we're seeing this happen, even Trayvon Martin's mother said, we don't need less police in these areas. We need more cops in these areas. It's these areas that are calling and screaming for 911 and calling for assistance. So this is a political problem, Paul. Agreed?
Oh, absolutely.
What do we do? You know, since it's a political problem, how do we solve it?
Well, number one, we have to have more courage in this country. Right now, this country is being bullied by some of the most ignorant. And when I say ignorant, stupid, idiotic people, I mean, we're seeing people complain. And did you see the whole antebellum thing?
Oh, you're talking about the band?
Yeah.
Changing their name because yeah. The word antebellum is now bad, meaning pre-Civil War America. Come on, man.
Antebellum is Latin, meaning before war. When they use the words antebellum South, they're meaning the
pre-Civil
South
War South.
United States prior to the war. It has nothing to do with slavery. It's a Latin phrase. But we're offended by things that we have no idea what we're talking about. They want to ban and abolish Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind, in addition to being a classic movie, was the first movie to allow a black woman to get an Academy Award. Yeah. If it wouldn't have been for Gone with the Wind, Hattie McDaniel would have never received an Academy Award.
That's right.
Groundbreaking, and they want to ban that. They don't know what they're talking about.
You know, the worst part about it, we're probably getting ready to take a break here in just a minute, but so we'll carry this in. We're going to have a great conversation with Paul Markle today, in case you can't tell already. You get two radio hosts, two like-minded individuals, and you get them both fired up, Angry Paul and Angry Mark, could possibly come out today because there's a lot to get angry about in America. But I'll leave you with this. I'll leave you with some good news before we take a break. The rest of us, the vast majority of Americans, don't feel the way the media believes or is telling us we feel. We're looking at this and shaking our heads going, in other words, 80% of Americans are rolling their eyes going, what the hell is going on here? That should scare the Democrats, I might add. That should scare the antagonists out there. That should worry them, not the other way around. I'll be back with Paul Markle right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style three-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At $1 a face mask, that's $1 per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 58445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order. And wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back indeed. GunBroker.com. This is the GunBroker.com studios. Make sure to check out GunBroker.com by visiting GunBroker.com. It's pretty easy. Sign up for nothing. For free. Simply sign up for nothing. That gives you access to over 1.5 million auctions going on over there. Running the gamut. Everything you can imagine and things you can't imagine are there at GunBroker. And as I talk to Patricia Huff, who's a guest on the show regularly once a month, about the best-selling items that are moving over there on those auctions, she's reminded me every time how many millions of rounds of ammo they're moving. The point being that if you can't find it at your shop, you're going to find it at GunBroker, and it's free. It's 100% free forever. GunBroker.com. Let's go back to Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, the Atlanta officer is fired. Atlanta officer is now facing 11 total charges. 11 charges. All I'll tell you is go back and look at the video. Watch the video. We talked about it today. The video meaning what happened that's been released. You can see the whole incident caught on high-definition video camera. In addition to that, go back and listen to my conversation with Pincus today on Armed American Radio on the Facebook page. You can find it on the stream and take a listen to an objective discussion about that. Paul, death penalty's on the table there. As I said before, he could face the death penalty. It's an incredible turn of events that's happening out here. So did you want to go ahead and stamp anything that we talked about in the previous segment before we move on?
No, let's just move on, man.
Badger hair brush or the fake beaver hair for shaving brushes? Which one? You don't shave. You guys can look at the picture behind me and you can see Paul's not shaving over there that much, right?
My beard is actually a little bit better trimmed now than it was back then. But
I want to see which one do you think it is? Because I'm getting ready to buy one.
I don't know.
No, doesn't matter. Okay.
Asking my oldest son, because he shaves with a straight razor, so he's got all that. Yeah,
I do too. I have all that too. I just don't know if I wanted to go with the actual real boar or the real badger instead of the synthetic, which I have. I figure, does it really make a difference? Yeah, I bet it does make a difference. So I'm going to give it a shot, and I'm going to try it. All right. Where do you want to go now? Where do you want to go, Paul? Pick a topic, any topic. Let's talk about your new book.
All right. Let's talk about my new book. Let's talk about actually having some G2, some training and intelligence. You want to introduce it?
Nope. Go ahead. I want you to. Take it.
All right. I got a brand new book. It's called Leech to Michael. And it is a comprehensive guide to protecting houses of worship. And what we've done, as you know, I've been a professional bodyguard among many of the things that I've done throughout my life. And I took, almost 30 years worth of experience, and I put it into that book because I wanted people to have good, solid information, not just, hearsay. A lot of people say there's two camps. You have one camp where the deacons and the elders and whatever are like, I know what's going on, but still, we don't want people with guns in our church, and that's not a good idea. And we have a policy statement that says no one's allowed to bring a gun, so that keeps us safe. And then, obviously, we know that's a fallacy. And then we have the other side who might say, well, in our state, anybody can carry a gun that wants to, and so that's fine. That's church security. And neither one of those are actually the solution. The last one is closer to the solution than the first one. But just carry a gun is not professional security. There's a lot more to providing protection or professional security than I have a gun. And so what I did is we actually came up with a training program called the Legion of Michael. It's a distance learning program that we have. We have a website called legionofmichael.com, and I needed to come up with an actual written manual, because I know there's a lot of people out there, and I'm sure there's a lot of people in your audience who have said, I'm trying to get my church off their duffs. I'm trying to get the deacons and the elders in the right direction and say, hey, we need to actually have armed good guys to stop armed bad guys.
Right.
But they're dragging their feet or they don't think it's necessary or whatever. What if you could go to those, you know, the pastor, the preacher, whatever, the board of elders and say, I have a plan. We already have a well-organized plan in place to establish a church security team. Mm-hmm. And they'd say, oh, because let's face it, if you can come to someone with not just a problem, but with a solution, they're more likely to listen to you.
Say that again. Say that again. That's a prophetic statement. Go there one more time. If you can what?
Yeah. If you can come to someone, not just with a problem, but with a solution,
right,
they're more likely to listen to you.
And you know what else they're more than likely to do? Maybe even see the problem that they might not even know exists.
Yeah. So rather than just say, oh, well, we have a policy statement that says no one's allowed to bring a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had that in Texas, and 27 people are dead thanks to that policy statement. You're allowed to carry a gun. But at the White Settlement Church, where that gentleman, his name escapes me right now, Jack, was his name Jack?
I'm not off the top of my head. I don't recall. He's been a guest on the show, though, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, where he wasn't just a guy carrying a gun. He was paying attention. He was acting as a protector, as a guardian. And that, you know, those two situations turned out quite differently. The White Settlement Church could have been pretty horrible if there wouldn't have been an armed good guy there and paying attention. Yes, two good people did die, but it could have been way worse than it was. So we can't ignore the problem. You know, I think that most people, even leftists, are to the point now, they're like, we can't just pretend like this isn't going to happen. We've got to do something proactive.
Isn't the fact that there are 2 million plus new gun owners right now an indication that people are paying better attention to this, Paul, do you think, when you say even leftists? Because we know new gun owners are left-wing.
Oh, yeah, but the problem with that is we do what Americans always do, is we buy things. Mm-hmm. You know, we buy things to assuage our anxiety, you know. And look at how many people have anxiety over weight gain. And so they go on and they buy the Chuck Norris or Suzanne Somers super number one ab blaster, and then they stick it under their bed. But they bought something. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to provide, you know, education. There's some GT, some thought process behind that. Okay, I have a gun. Okay, fantastic.
Paul, we're getting ready to take a break. Let me interrupt you there, because we're gonna get interrupted here by the hard break. Real quick, before we go to break, the name of the book, one more time for listeners. Pay attention, listeners. Pay attention.
It's called Legion of Michael, Defending the Flock, Comprehensive Guide for Protecting Houses of Worship. It's available from Paul Markle at Amazon. And
there you go, Paul Markle at Amazon. When we come back, we'll finish the discussion and move in a couple other different directions. You know, the media sure is being really silent about a lot of heavily armed protesters in Seattle. Boy, they sure make us look bad when we have a meeting in Richmond, Virginia, don't they? Back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone, coming at you today across the country on site and cyber world on the live stream television in Northern California and Reno, and of course dozens of radio stations around the country. It's great to be with you. I'm talking with my good friend Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, welcome back in, brother. Go ahead and cap it off with the book. We got cut off by the break, but it is Legions of Michael. Go ahead. And available at Amazon by Paul Markle, of course.
Yeah, the Legion, basically it's a comprehensive plan, step by step. If you're one of those people out there, you're like, well, either our church has a brand new security program, or we want to have one, or I'm trying to convince the deacons and elders to have one. It's a step-by-step how-to comprehensive plan for protecting houses of worship. And we called it Legion of Michael because, quite frankly, the Archangel Michael is a prime example of someone who's a fighter. And that's what we need to do. So it's available as a paperback on Amazon. Or if you want it right now, this very second, just go to Kindle and you can download it. Boom. And start reading it.
There you go. Right there. Amazon. Get it. Paul Mark. How many books you got now, Paul?
Many.
You've written over 10.
Oh, yeah, like 10, 20, something like that. Not
when you lose count of how many books you write as an author, you got a lot of books, and that means you got a lot to say. That means a lot of people need to pay attention. So go check out Paul Markle. Just go visit Student of the Gun, too, okay? All the cool stuff at Student of the Gun. You'll see everything that Paul does. Hey, I don't know if you knew this or not. I'm just finding this out right now, Paul. But there's word now that the ATF is wanting to make another move on pistol braces in an attempt to turn a, you know, AR pistol, for example, into an SBR. For those of you who might not know what we're talking about, the ATF, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, is, again, coming up with or concocting a rule, which means a bureaucrat within the ATF is concocting another rule that we understand to try to criminalize. And, Paul, this is what gets me. A bureaucrat going to turn you into a felon through the stroke of a pen because he's changing a description of something that went through no legislative process in order to be determined to be a law. So, I mean, it's how convoluted we are. But the pistol brace is used by thousands of Americans who might have disabilities, et cetera, that want to fire an AR-15 pistol. Go ahead, Paul. Go ahead.
No, hundreds of thousands.
Oh, yeah, all over this country. I mean, it's a very popular piece. And you've got some wackadoo at the ATF now. We understand Representative Matt Gaetz on his podcast was talking about that, and I just got done looking at that story during the break, that he is calling for the ATF to drop the nonsense. And I have one. I'll never get rid of it. I'm telling you that right now. I never got rid of my bump stock. I don't know where it went. I can't find it. I didn't throw it off my boat, and it's not out in my creek. I just can't find it. But I'm not ever giving it to the cops, and I'm not giving you my pistol brace either. End of discussion. I enjoy the pistol brace, and I'll never, ever get rid of it. Paul, you're laughing about that, but it's true. It was in the office with me one day. The next day, it was gone. I have no idea where it went, but I know if I really want to, I can find it.
Yeah. Well, you know, until enough Americans and see that we've been hearing these rumblings about the pistol brace thing, and I say, okay, you want to be froggy, because we have tens of thousands of service disabled United States military veterans who gave their limbs for this country and who are making use of these devices. And I want these scumbags at the ATF to stand there and look in their faces and say, oh, you can't have that.
Right.
You're not allowed. Well, you were. But we just decided this morning, we woke up and we were drinking coffee and we said, you know, something that's perfectly 100% legal, let's just make it not. We have that authority, right? We could wake up one day and just create a memo that says blank is a destructive device.
Right.
And it's law.
It doesn't work that way in our republic, Paul. And unfortunately, the ATF has been able to do this. And of course, the Trump administration famously did this with bump stocks, you know, as the sacrificial lamb on the altar of gun control to get everybody off their butts because they were greenlighted by the NRA. And both Republicans in the House and Senate decided, well, if the NRA is going to be okay with it, well, I'll go ahead and do that. That was back when the NRA actually had a little bit of power. But, you know, today has been essentially self-neutered. Let me ask you this about ATF. Should we even have the ATF, Paul?
No. They're a tax collection agency. The ATF was a make-work jobs program that was created in the collapse of the revenuers, you know, the prohibitionists. If you guys don't know your history, and you should, the ATF didn't exist until we repealed the 18th Amendment with the 21st Amendment. And so you had all these Bureau of Alcohol people that worked for the federal government that essentially were just they're getting ready to be unemployed. And they pushed through this nonsensical bullcrap. Well, they created a problem. That's where we are in America. We allow people to create problems. Then they go out and they protest and complain about the problem that they created and say, well, there's a problem and we need more power and we need more money and we need more laws. And if you're a rational thinking human, you say, hold on a second. You created that problem.
Right.
And so now you want us to give you more money and authority to deal with the problem that you created?
Let me ask you a question. I had a philosophical conversation with somebody who will go nameless predominantly because I can't remember who it was with, frankly, I'll be honest. Somebody I was talking to yesterday, I talked to a lot of people. The conversation came up about laws. Do you believe the founding fathers, 200 plus years ago, would have ever said, guys, you've got enough laws, start enforcing the ones you have? I mean, here we are, you know, how can we have to continually make new law day after day after day after day after day in Congress? Do we not become overburdensome at some point? It was a great philosophical conversation to have. What would happen if Congress just decided we just sent them all home? We've got enough laws right now. So, I mean, talk to you. It was a fun conversation. What do you think about that?
Well, Sean,
did we lose Paul?
I'm still here.
There you go. Sorry about that. We dropped you. Go ahead.
Okay. No, what people fail to realize or understand, when the House of Representatives and the Senate get together and they quote unquote create laws, they're not really laws as far as like the Ten Commandments or Malum Inse, because we already have those. What they are is they're spending bills, and they're authorizations for them to take more money from us. Every bill that's put forward has a price tag. And as Americans, if we wanted, you know, clarity, if we wanted to have what truth in advertising, what we should be seeing from the big media, if they weren't in the pocket of the ruling class, was every new law should have in the opening paragraph, Congress has proposed blank law, and it's going to cost us however many hundreds of millions, because that's what these things are. The reason that they come up with new bills is so that they can take more money, because the amount of money that they take from us equals power for them.
And bingo, in a perfect place to end that story here in the third segment. When we come back, I've got a new code for you for Defender Coffee that you're going to want to check out. Why? Because Father's Day's coming up. So the discount just went up. I got notified from Derek today, so I'll tell you about that when we come back. We'll run through some of our sponsors real quick, and then I want to go to Paul with this media silence on armed anti-police protesters. They attack us. You show up in Richmond, Virginia, you're a white supremacist because you're openly carrying a gun. They hate your guts. You're an instigator. You're there to start trouble, but not a bunch of leftist wackos taking over parts of American cities. Imagine what they'd call you. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses
services are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show indeed. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone here for you. Defender Coffee, see how I timed that for the break? I wanted to talk about Defender when the rejoiner came in. Isn't that great? That's the professional in me, just letting you know, listeners. I got a text from Derek over there yesterday at about 9:20 p.m. Eastern time. Mark, can you run a promo for me on the show until Father's Day? 20% off for our Father's Day sale. That's 10% more than we were using with the AAR promo code. Okay, so we're getting 20% off. Use the promo code DAD, D-A-D, 2020, DAD, 2020 at checkout. It's not going to be valid on the combo packs or the coffee club, as I told you before, because you're already getting free shipping there. But you can go ahead and use that promo code effective right now through Father's Day, DAD 2020, and get 20% off that dynamite product. I'm also seeing that a couple folks have already purchased Paul's book that are commenting in the section. We appreciate that. Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Let's make sure to support Brad Primo and Lead Slinger's. If you want to find out where their products are sold, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com and put your zip code in. You'll find their distributors. Great products over there, and a whole bunch of them doing their part too with the hand sanitizer and everything else at the distilleries. PulseTV.com. The new spot is finalizing production today. Finally, that's my fault. I've been telling you, and we're going to start hearing it running tomorrow on Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Monster Cast across the board. For right now, PulseTV.com/armed, A-R-M-E-D, and take advantage of everything they have to offer. Thousands and thousands and thousands of products over there. These guys from Chicago are doing their part to support Armed American Radio. Of course, MyPillow.com, good heavens. Support Mike Lindell. He is really, I mean, just remarkable to me. The man says a prayer and he gets lambasted by the mainstream press. They hate his guts. So you know what? Show him something and help Mike out. He helps the program out, so we need to support each other. That's the way the equation works. Of course, Car Arms, GunBroker.com, GunBroker.com for free. Second Amendment Foundation, North American Arms, FrontSight.com. I got notified today that the free certificates are flying off. Go get it. It's free. FrontSight.com/M-A-R-K. FrontSight.com/Mark, M-A-R-K, and get the free certificate. You can use it. You cannot use whatever you want to do. You can set a date. It doesn't expire. Frontsight.com. And many of you have. I appreciate that very much. Let's go back to now. Don't forget that Dad 2020. That's a great deal over there, by the way. All right. Paul Markle, student of the gun. You ready to go to another quick topic?
Yep, let's do it.
Media silence on armed anti-police protesters and private guards is deafening. Suddenly confiscating guns isn't a Democratic priority when Democrats like the people carrying the guns. No way. Say it ain't so. You mean there's hypocrisy going on here? What we're referring to, Paul, is armed liberal socialist communists attempting to take over part of an American city, armed, and the media silent. We show up, Paul, for the shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show in Vegas, and we're white supremacists. I mean, come on, brother. Talk to me.
Well, and if you remember, and I know we have short memories as a country, but the supporters of the Bundy family, they camped out at a national campground and were charged with trespassing. The federal government under Obama sent the FBI and essentially government law enforcement to forcibly eject them for what was their crime? Trespassing, not looting, not burning, not extorting money from business owners, but for trespassing. And then because, well, they're on the wrong side.
Right, right. Let me read you some headlines. Let me take you back to 2009. CNN, man carries assault rifle to Obama protest, and it's legal. That was a CNN headline. Time, 2009. When protesters bear arms against health care reform. And it's legal. Think Progress, 2010. Gun rights and Tea Party activists encourage people to bring guns to New Mexico protest. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Reuters, 2011. Gun-toting Tea Party activists rally in Montana. And that's a problem. And get this headline, Paul. Prominent pro-gun radio host promotes the dangerous practice of openly carrying firearms where they are explicitly not allowed. That was Media Matters referencing me. Now, you know, this is why we don't headline surf on this program. It's why I encourage you against it. It's why I encourage you to read everything. But, Paul, the hypocrisy on display, I got to tell you, this column is a good one. It's at legalinsurrection.com. Take a listen to the opening. I'm so old, I remember when the media would flop onto the nearest fainting couch at the sight of a protester exercising his or her Second Amendment rights. Remember the wails of horror, fear, and outrage we were treated to when Tea Party activists and, more recently, anti-lockdown protesters were shown lawfully, openly carrying perfectly lawful firearms at protests? The headlines were intended to shock the general public, to scare people, to incite anti-gun fervor. I mean, I've been a victim of those headlines before, Paul. And now you see this antagonist, anarchist, little mini thug wannabe holding his AR-15, and the media says nothing as they hold and even give the name Chaz to some 6 to 10 block area of Seattle, Paul. What gives?
Oh, what gives is what it's always been, and just more, it's more blatantly obvious than ever before, the complete and total hypocrisy of the United States media, of the big, what do you call, in the tank mainstream media.
Yeah, mainstream or legacy media.
Yeah, the legacy media. And I just hope every day that people that have been riding the fence and have been like, well, you know, everybody has their own opinion, and you know, Democrats, Republicans, they're just what. No, there's a definite, deliberate effort by one side to silence the other side.
Correct.
End of story. That, you know, that is what we're seeing. That's what we've been seeing, and it's on display for anyone who has eyes to see.
That's why when you have the forum that you have, Paul, and I have the forum that we have here at Armed American Radio, both programs and the video network studios that are growing, we don't back down. We continue to grow. And that's evidence of the quote unquote silent majority, if you will. Has the left not figured out, Paul, that all they're doing now is angering Americans? Black Americans, white Americans, all real Americans who are actually going on with their lives are tired of this crap. And the more they push it, the angrier people become. Do they not know that they're driving Trump to a landslide victory in November? Have they not figured this out?
Well, they already knew that they don't have a prayer. That's why they're trying to push for. They've got their stooges out pushing for, at home online voting and all this mm-hmm. all this insane nonsense, because they know that they cannot win a stand up straight up fight. And they've known it for a long time. So, I mean, that's why we've got the Kung Flu panic. That's why we've got, now we have, racial tensions. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, and I know that we need to reform our police departments. And you know where the greatest and most egregious problems are?
Yeah.
What we said at the first hour.
Democrat-controlled cities.
Democrat-run cities.
Every police department that you're referring to, Paul, is in Atlanta, Chicago, Baltimore, Minneapolis, I could go Los Angeles, New York. I go on and on and on. Every single police force that's having problems is in cities controlled by Democrats at every level for decades. Again, show me an American city in decay. I'll show you an American city run by Democrats forever. Yep. Chicago hasn't had a Republican mayor in 90 years, Paul. 90 years.
Yeah. They've been electing like flat out communists for 40 years in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. They've been putting
That music means we need to go. I could just keep talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun. Studentofthegun.com. Studentofthegun.com. Make sure to go visit Paul. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. I'm sorry I didn't catch that break. It snuck up on me. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught outside his cave without his club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow. Student of the Gun.